Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee's economy is improving slowly, but it's still one of the poorest cities in the country. With unemployment high, some people are surviving by collecting and selling recyclable metal. Lake Effect's Amy Kiley explores what it takes to be a scrapper.
A couple years ago, Transformation City Church in Milwaukee experienced a strange phenomenon. During renovations, metal garbage vanished. Community pastor Tim Nelson decided to play detective.
So I sat out there one day eating lunch, and I noticed that there was folks that pulled up in an old beat-up pickup truck, and they'd ask, hey, can we take this metal? Yeah. And realized that they were scrapping the metal.
He saw that scrappers tended to be African-American men.
And I got to talk to folks and even develop some relationships with some folks and realized that most of them were doing this as their primary source of income.
For Milwaukee's black men, getting a job is hard. Of those aged 16 to 64, only about 45% are employed. This region is arguably the nation's most segregated, and public transportation to suburban jobs is spotty. Nobody gets rich junk collecting, but scrapyards pay for metal they can sell to refineries. For people with few options, that means income. For Nelson, it meant extra money for church renovations, so he tried scrapping himself. Nelson takes off from the church parking lot. He drives down nearby alleys to show how it's done.
Yeah, it's a TV right there, but it's already been busted open and had the guts removed. So here, you'll see. Yeah, so that's an example of we were a little bit too late here.
It turns out it's too late for the whole neighborhood. After all, this is a low-income area. Scrappers live here, so the alleys are picked dry. Nelson moves to the suburbs next, where the regulations are looser. The city of Milwaukee requires professional scrappers to have a permit, but even the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of junk collectors. Pastor Nelson drives through the North Shore. He pulls the bed of his truck up to a construction dumpster, hops in, and strikes scrapper gold. He lifts up a chunk of metal the size of a bowling ball.
Yes, this is like a big old, looks like a motor for an old van. I mean, you can hear it.
At the scrapyard, the motor weighs in at 39 pounds. Nelson says the copper wires inside make it worth more.
You know, I keep asking for the price for motors so that I get a better price than if I just ask for metal. You got to be smart. It's not just about looking for metal. It's like figuring out how to have it all packaged right so that you get the most for the metal you have.
Lamar Cox is also at the scrapyard selling an old car strut. He has four daughters and does contract work and car repairs.
I figure the ones that throw it away, you know, I guess they got it like that. They don't need the money, but I don't got it like that. So whatever, every little bit helps me.
Of course, not all scrapping is legal. Foreclosed homes attract copper thieves. A former scrapyard worker is unloading old fencing from a garage renovation. He says it's hard to spot stolen metal, except when it's labeled property of the city of Milwaukee. In Milwaukee County, most African-American men spend time in prison before turning 50. A felony can keep someone from getting a junk collector's permit, but Jeffrey Benn points out anyone can scrap.
You know, a lot of people do have bad records. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for some kind of degree. But we just got to hang on in there and just do what we have to do.
Ben does maintenance work for a local school. He says he sells metal his employers discard. Meanwhile, Pastor Nelson stands in line outside a sales window covered by security bars. Presenting ID and signing to declare his sale is legal, he gets paid.
We come out with 2.5-3 hours of work and coming out with $21 minus gas. It's like $16.19 for 2.5 hours of work.
Nelson won't quit his day job. Those without other options will probably keep scrapping. For Lake Effect, I'm Amy Kiley.
There's more from the scrapping journey of Lake Effect's Amy Kiley at WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Another break now, and in just a moment, our dining contributor traces the Milwaukee chef matrix and talks about the decidedly summer tradition of dining outside. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.